certain areas.
Those sound great. I can picture those. And I've seen, there's something very nice about a rock that has been painted on. It makes for a nice canvas, so to speak, to put your work on. Well, your work will be part of today's show, I'm sure. And the show is today, the Full Spectrum Art Show. It runs from 3 until, well, actually, what are the hours for today? It opens at 1, I think. Is that correct?
Yes, it opens from 1 to 3, and it's the last day, too. It would be very great if you can make it to support it. But Brian Wolovich, who has owned and running this gallery, he plans to have a show again next year.
Well, that's excellent. And is the gallery on Sedgwick Street in Millvale? Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Excellent.
115 Sedgwick Street in Millvale.
And hours today are 11 until 3. Is that correct?
No. It's 1 to 3.
1 until 3. Got it. Well, that is terrific. And you'll be there. People will have a chance to meet you. And I'm sure Art will be there.
I won't be there.
Oh, you won't? Okay.
No, I'm all the way. I'm presently living in Nyack, New York.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad you could join us.
But thanks. But in my younger years, I used to live in Strickley, just outside of Pittsburgh.
I see. Well, I am so glad that you're able to join us this morning. And you've got a website where people can look at your work. It's simply nicholascornell.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Excellent. And I'm looking at some of what you've made, and it's just beautiful, some of the work you've got displayed. Thank you so much for being with us. Anything else you wanted to say?
Thank you. And there are also some other artists that were hanging up at that Maple Leaf Gallery. Those are Jack Wessel, Elijah Wolovich, and the artist from the Forget Me Not Studio in Carnegie. They are Frank Albenzi, John Brown, Ava Prezzoli. Sorry, I keep getting that name wrong. Ava Prezzoli, Edith Sullivan, and Jarita Wagner.
Excellent. And I see this is all happening at the Maple Leaf Gallery. And I'm so glad you could join us, Nicholas. Thank you. Thanks for noting the other artists, too. I'm glad you were able to do that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And you're welcome.
Take care. That's artist Nicholas Cornell. And you'll find a link to the Full Spectrum Art Show from our website at slbradio.org.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid's 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair takes place on Sunday, April 21st from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the UPMC Event Center in Moon Township. This free, in-person event provides opportunities for parents and kids in the Pittsburgh area to explore summer camps and local family-friendly summer attractions for kids of all ages. More information on the 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
Saturday, Light Brigade charged to Susie, who also knew that we were looking for Nag's Head for our haiku. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Hey, it's going round, breaking bad.
When I saw the name of that song, I said, I hope it's the Stevie Wonder song. And indeed, it was and it is. That's from a new album called Life After Life. And the singer is the wife of Mark O'Connor, Maggie O'Connor. They got married about 10 years ago, and the album features Mark and Maggie O'Connor. A lot of great tunes on it, but I thought you'd enjoy hearing the Stevie Wonder song that she just sang. The Soundhound is just moments away coming by to see us today. You'll have a chance to see if you can solve this morning's Soundhound puzzle shortly.
Hill Dance Academy Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Hill Dance Academy Theater invites the community to its 10th annual Spring Dance Concert Weekend on April 19th through April 21st at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center in downtown Pittsburgh. The 10th annual Spring Dance Concert will share the history of gospel music through movement and song. More information on the Hill Dance Academy Theater's 10th annual Spring Dance Concert is available at 5678hdat.org/events.
The Soundhound is here and is about to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? Here is today's sound. Boy, there's not much to that Soundhound. 412-200-5975. Soundhound, is that truly all you're going to give us today to go on? Here it is. 412-200-5. I'm going to coax him. Give us a teeny bit more. That's better. 412-200-5974. If you can identify that, you'll have solved our Soundhound. And maybe I've got to start feeding you first, Soundhound. You say I should be? Okay, here you go. Good luck. 412-200-5975. If you can identify this morning's sound.
Walking down this railroad track, I got tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home. If this train run me right, I'll be home by tomorrow night. 'Cause I'm 900 miles from my home, and I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Will this train I ride on is 100 coaches long? Hear that whistle blow 100 miles. If this train I'll be home by tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. Oh Lord, I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Well, I'll pawn you my watch, pawn you my chain, pawn you my gold and diamond ring. If this train runs me right, I'll be home by tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. Lord, I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. I'm walking down this railroad track, and I've got tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home. If this train run me right, oh, I'll be home by tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. Oh Lord, I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow.
Tossing round till the hours after midnight, giving in to the pressure of the good fight. When the storm is raging in your heart, no one can convince you to be still. And for all you do for your own part, life goes on as it always will, always will. Wondering how to get from one point to another, and I recall the counsel given by my father. There's only so much you can control, even after all your best laid plans. You work all day, and when you lay it down, you let it go, 'cause you've done all you can, all you can. I had no reason to worry, but I
the barefoot movement with no reasons to worry, no reason to worry, from their new album called Let It Out. And before the barefoot movement, you heard Sister Sadie do 900 miles, Mike in the South Hills. Enjoyed hearing that version of that song. I did too. I heard that song earlier this week, and it was nice to hear it done the way she did it. We're in the midst of our Sound Hound puzzle. Here is the sound one more time. And we've had a number of correct answers. I think I've got Simon here. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Did you know what this is the sound of?
Yeah.
What is it?
A bullfrog.
It's absolutely a bullfrog. Hooray for Simon. Have you ever seen a bullfrog?
We were visiting my one uncle to see my great Nana, and we went to this one park, and he had this bullfrog. It was just doing whatever I wanted to do, and yeah. So, yeah, I have seen a bullfrog before.
They're really big, and it's amazing that noise that they make, I think. And that's the noise they make when they want people to notice them. Do you have any plans for today, Simon? Do you think you're going to do anything special?
I don't really know yet.
Well, I hope you have a good day. Did you eat breakfast yet?
I'm in the middle of eating it right now.
What are you having?
I'm having some omelet.
Oh, omelet. Very nice. Well, Simon, thank you for calling us. Take care. A few more brigadiers to talk to. We will chat with Stu next. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning.
Ricky said there's a story as to why you happen to know this answer.
I do. I grew up right next to a pond. And more significantly, is I was there at the time of the total eclipse.
A
little town outside Buffalo called West Falls. And the house isn't there anymore, but the pond is. And so when we went up there, I knew that I had a huge space that I'd be able to see the eclipse, no problem. But I'd forgotten about the pond. And the when the sun went dark, the spring peepers came out, because they typically come out at dusk. So, you know, the spring peepers, kind of the opposite from a bullfrog. These are about a thumb long. Anyway, first there was one, then two, and then 20, and then about 200 of them chimed in, because it was dark. It was nighttime to them. I was hoping I'd hear the bullfrog start up too, but he didn't during the eclipse anyway.
That had to be quite a racket.
I heard that every night growing up, and then a couple years ago after my sister passed and cleaned out the house, I got to hear that every night again throughout that one summer, and said, boy, I miss that sound.
I'm glad that brings back some memories. It's quite a sound. I mean, they can really make quite a...
You can hear one a couple hundred feet away.
Yeah. There's another one desperately trying to call a mate to his attention, I think.
Yeah, I'd say they're at least seven to 10 inches across. They're big.
Wow. That is huge when you think about it. Bigger than most hands are, or about the same.
Bigger than a hand, yeah. Think dinner plate.
Well, thanks, Stu. Appreciate it. And Dust Bowl Jack is here, and then we're going to talk a little bit about antique radios. Hello, Jack.
Good morning. How you doing, Larry?
Good. Thanks for hanging on. You knew this sound very quickly, as did a lot of other folks. What did the Sound Hound bring? Yes, yes, indeed. And did that one come to you immediately?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fairly easy one for me. I've heard the sound before that, and that was a good recording you had for that.
Yeah. Did you grow up near a place where frogs were, or how did that come to you?
Not really, but I would go fishing sometimes, and there would be some frogs around where the area who would go trout fishing in streams.
Well, yeah. You've got good ears. A number of people had different guesses. Russ, or no, John. It was John who thought it might be a cow. And a couple people thought it could be a goose. Caden was one of them. Annie, Caden's mom, was thinking it might be a weed whacker. Larry knew right away that it was a frog. Ralph and Donna knew it too, as did Matt and Butler. I was looking for some of the guesses that weren't quite right to share with you. Russ did know it was a frog. I guess a lot of people did get it. Oh, here's one, a car without a muffler. And or one of
that's
those
toys.
Yeah, one of those toys you turn over and it makes a sound like a cow. Not that, but a car without a muffler. I could maybe hear that. Depending on the size. Well, I hope you've got a good day today. You getting all settled in your new home?
Yeah, we're still doing stuff here and there, trying to make a little more room. We still have too much stuff, as we said before. But, yeah, we're working on things. And, by the way, remember from my college days, one of the Pittsburgh broadcasters there, Larry Richard, used to do a good Kermit the Frog voice.
I'll bet he could.
He was in college.
Yeah. I'll bet he could. I don't know if we have Kermit anywhere here today. But I could see him doing that. Here's another. Patrick in South Park thought it might be a goose or a duck. And I could hear the goose honk. Dan and Mercer knew it was a bullfrog. John and Carrick got it, too. There's no mistaking a bullfrog if you know, you know. Rich in Edinburgh got that, too. Well, here's hoping you've got a good day ahead. I'm going to be thinking about the bullfrog all day after hearing that sound.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling us. That's Dust Bowl Jack. And what a busy program today. Congratulations if you came up with the sound of the bullfrog. I think I correctly identified all of the folks who had correct answers this morning. If I missed your name, it's because it's been very busy. In fact, let me just be sure that I didn't miss anybody. Ricky wanted me to mention. Oh, Brian had a guess of lion. I can hear that, but it wasn't a lion. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce you to Bob Knowlton. Bob is with Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society, and the Tri-State Radio Fest is about to take place at the Center Stage Banquet Hall in Monaca. And I'd love to hear what's going to be taking place, Bob. The stage is yours.
Oh, hi, and thanks. The Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society was founded back in 1986. We have about 138 members, and this is our big event each year here in late April. It'll be, of course, tomorrow morning, like you mentioned, Sunday, starting around 8:30 in the morning. We will be at the Center Stage Banquet Hall 1495 Old Broadhead Road, Monaca. It's near the Beaver Valley Mall. And this is a giant flea market and get-together. We'll be having an auction of antique radios. And this is an event where we also have a raffle radio you can buy tickets for. And we have a contest with 4-and-tube radios that people can enter. And it's really our big event for the year.
Now, if somebody is thinking of maybe adding an old-style radio to their home or office, is this a good way to get an idea of what's available and maybe even come home with one if you want to purchase one from one of the exhibitors?
Yeah, that's a great time to discuss with people. You know, our folks are always interested in talking about the history of radio and, you know, what type of radios were made in the 1930s, 40s, 50s. And, you know, a lot of our folks restore these and have them in, safe working condition.
Yeah, and there's a lot to know if you have an old radio and you're curious about what it takes to restore it. There are ways to do it safely. There also are some very natural places to start once you're sure you can do it safely. And I dare say the folks at the convention would love to share some tips. It's a good-natured group of people. So if you've got a radio, maybe take a picture of it and bring it out with you, and you can get some ideas about finding parts for it and getting it working. Jim in Blackridge is going to be manning the door, so you'll get to see longtime Brigadier Jim as folks come in. This is at the Center Stage Banquet Hall in Monaca, Pennsylvania, on April 21st. That's tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. For folks that can't be there at 8:30, how long will it continue?
We continue on through the afternoon we have a flea market primarily in the morning. There'll be an auction of some antique radios starting around noontime, and that usually wraps up by, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and we're cleaning up and getting together, our stuff at that point in time, typically.
Well, I hope it's a good event. Would you like to mention the website in case people would like to learn more about the organization and how to join?
Sure. There is a website, PittsburghAntiqueRadioSociety.org. It's just one big word, and, you can always Google it if you can't easily, type it in. And on the website, we list all our meetings, where they're held at. We usually typically have 8 to 9 meetings a year, and we'll have a couple meetings dedicated to repair clinics. We have presentations as well as, get-togethers to talk about not only restoring and collecting, but we're always interested in the history of broadcasting, especially here in the Pittsburgh area.
Well, here's hoping it's a great event. And Bob, I'm so glad you could join us. I know it's a busy weekend. The Saturday before the event's got to be very busy for you. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, I think that's it. And thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks so much. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Listen to the peepers. they sing so sweetly and seem to say, I'll wake you drowsy sleepers. Come with us, feel the air, the singing is everywhere, there's nobody listening. Come with us, feel the air, we'll alter the thoughts you wear and set the night listening,
Revival by multiple requests here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Quick program note, if you're listening at WRCT, they are scheduled to break away at 9 o'clock for Vinylthon, which is a national celebration of vinyl music. A lot of radio stations across the country are doing such. You can continue listening at our website or at any of our other affiliates. You'll find them all listed at slbradio.org/radio. We'll be back at our usual location at WRCT 1 week from today.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kids 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair takes place on Sunday, April 21st from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the UPMC Event Center in Moon Township. This free, in-person event provides opportunities for parents and kids in the Pittsburgh area to explore summer camps and local family-friendly summer attractions for kids of all ages. More information on the 2024 Summer Camp Expo and Family Fun Fair is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
The 2024 Pittsburgh Fringe Fest is getting ready to get started soon, and we've got a number of folks here to help celebrate the Fringe Fest with us. First, I'm going to turn things over to... Let's have you meet everybody who's here first. And Michael, I'll let you introduce yourself. All of our guests here are part of the Brawling Bard Theater Company. Michael?
Hi, I'm Michael Makita. I am one of the oldest members of Brawling Bard in many ways, including the fact that I've been with them from the beginning.
I'm Dylan Mahaffey. I'm one of the handsomest members of Brawling Bard. You can't tell here, but
Lots of superlatives. This is good. I can hardly wait to hear what Andrew says.
Hi, I'm Andrew Cole. I'm one of the newer members of Brawling Bard, I guess. This is my second production with them.
Oldest, handsomest, newest, and?
I'm Alan Irvin, and I'm the one of the founders of Brawling Bard.
One of the foundest members, or fondest.
Founders.
we're all fond of them.
Okay, Alan wins.
So Pittsburgh Fringe is coming up soon, and Alan, you probably have the best overview of the Fringe Fest and what it means and how important it is nationally, if not internationally, but especially what happens here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so the Pittsburgh Fringe is just one of many. It's kind of a worldwide phenomenon. The name comes from the original, which started in Edinburgh, Scotland, where they have a big arts festival every year. And by about the mid-60s, it had become such a big festival that performers were coming from all around Europe, and the local Edinburgh acts could no longer get into their own festival. So rather than just giving up, what they decided to do is, well, we're going to perform anyway. We've got these crowds. We will just find other spaces. Since the theaters and performing spaces are all being used, they started to hunt down like the back rooms of a pub, empty storefronts, things that are quite literally on the fringe of the big organized festival. And so it took off from there, and Fringe began also to mean kind of alternative acts, works in progress, experimental, all sorts of things like that. And in fact, it went on to be so big that it is a major international event in of itself. It has its own, I think, about 2 weeks in Edinburgh, and spawned this worldwide movement. So Pittsburgh has had a Fringe festival for, I think this is the 11th year. And it attracts both local companies, theater, puppets, comedy, dance, even some visual arts, and also acts from around the country. So I know there's several acts from New York City. There are performers who just go on the circuit and tour to all sorts of different fringes, even year-round. So you can catch all sorts of things. This is kind of a neat year for the Fringe because we've greatly expanded the footprint of the Fringe. So it had always been a weekend event, which meant cramming all the shows into a couple of days, and it's hard for people to see everything they wanted. So this year the Fringe has actually expanded to 10 days. So it started a couple of days ago on Thursday. It's running this weekend and all through the week and ends next Saturday. And there's at least one or two shows every single night of the week coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule, which you can find at pittsburghfringe.org. And there's the Yinzer Variety Show. There's Warhol, Bullet, Karma, The Final Badge, Divine Ride, or Wait. Some of these are from local groups and some from groups that come from other places.
Yeah, I think it's probably about two-thirds local groups and one-third, or maybe half and half, depends on the year.
I see a Comedy of Feathers by Puppets and Performance. Mm-hmm. And so many, and you know, it's already underway. The festival began on April 18th and continues until the 27th. The best way to learn more is to go to pittsburghfringe.org because multiple productions, multiple venues, dates and times, it would be rough to give every mm-hmm. single thing that's going on. So you guys are the Brawling Bard company have something called the Scottish Play that you're presenting. And can any of you tell me about that? And before, I know you're going to do a scene, but anything about the play that we ought to know? It sounds like an interesting show.
Well, there is an old tradition in the theater that a certain play written by William Shakespeare that involves murdered kings and witches and things like that, that it is considered bad luck to say the name of the play in a theater. And
I did not know that.
Not so coincidentally, we were working on this 4 years ago, and everything shut down because of COVID. And so
it was Michael's fault. So we did a promo video, and he kept saying the name. And a week later,
that was it. All. We were done. Yeah. So we took it lightly at the time, and so. But then Alan wrote it as the Scottish play, which is what it is often, what Shakespeareans often call the real thing that he wrote, so they don't have to say the name.
So you don't have to say the name. No. But once it becomes the Scottish play, it's okay to call it the Scottish play? Or it's like an arms race of what you're able to do.
Yes.
You name it the Scottish play, and then you have to call it something else.
Now that Alan has written this, though, I'll be talking about his play.
Alan's play.
That's right. So ours is actually called the Scottish play, and it is the setup is we are attempting to do Shakespeare's, or at least our version of Shakespeare's, but yes, that curse has hit, and we lose a number of actors at the very last minute, including our Macbeth. So it's like, how do you do this show without the main character?
You're who? You're McWho?
Well, we're in a performance. You can say his name if you are actually in rehearsal or performance.
If you're talking about the character, it's okay. But if you're talking about the play, it's a problem.
Okay. So that makes me feel.
So we are currently performing a an interview here, so.
Oh, okay. So we're not, and this is hardly a theater at all.
So our show is the
theater of the mind.
Yes.
The company is scrambling to try and to cover all these last minute disasters and keep the show going somehow.
This sounds like a great production. Now, this is going to be running later today at 4:00, and then 1 week from today at 4 and 8:00 at Level Up Studio, which is at 4862 Penn Avenue in the East Liberty area, if memory serves. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's actually sort of the Garfield Blue corridor.
And Penn Avenue is a long street. Yeah. We want to just get you at the right place.
But almost all the venues are within about 2 or 3 blocks area, so it's all on that Penn Avenue corridor.
Excellent. So I'd love to hear whatever you have planned. I'm sure everybody listening would too. If you're just joining us, we have members of the Brawling Bard Theater Company. The Scottish play is the play they're producing as part of Pittsburgh Fringe Festival, and they prepared a scene for us.
So yeah, this scene is coming towards the end when we've been dealing with a lot of that chaos. So you'll hear mentions that, of course, the Macbeth is not there, and actually he's at the center of this scene that is talking to everyone. So we got to work around that. I also mentioned my daughter Liz is supposed to be in the show, and like all Shakespeare plays, it's got a lot of roles that are only on for a scene or two, and so she ended up with all those one-scene roles, so she is constantly having to be replaced. So you'll hear that mentioned as well. But yeah, so we start with the scene, and Michael starts in having figured out, I think I've got an idea here.
All right, I think I've got this next scene figured out. Dylan, get out here. You're the servant.
I am? I mean, of course I am. Who am I filling in for?
No one. You've always played the servant.
I have? I'm getting so confused. Who are you?
I'm Satan. I'm one of Macbeth's supporters.
Okay. Who does Liz play in this scene?
No one. She's not in the scene.
Oh, because the puppet people got her.
No, she's never been in the scene.
Why not?
We don't need her for this scene. Look, you're the servant. I play Satan, and Andy plays the doctor.
Who originally played the doctor? Was that me?
No, it's always been Andy.
Oh, so it's just like we rehearsed.
Yes. Well, except there's no Macbeth.
Yeah, but I talked to Macbeth.
Just follow my lead. So, you just came from the king's chamber. How is he?
Oh, he's good? No, he's not so good? Maybe he's upset?
Is he still talking about prophecy?
Prophecy.
Burnham Wood, maybe?
Right. Burnham Wood. Just like we rehearsed, Nandy. He keeps saying he doesn't need to fear anything until Burnham Wood comes to Dunsinane Castle, which is where we are right now, Dunsinane.
And is he worried about Malcolm?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, because Malcolm was born of woman, and Macbeth doesn't have to fear any man born of woman. And then he talked about 10,000 geese and started shouting at me because I'm afraid of all the soldiers coming to kill. Listen, he's calling for Satan. That's you. He sounds mad. You'd better hurry. Doctor, how's your patient?
Not so sick, my lord. Wait, you're not a lord, you're a servant. Not so sick, young servant, as troubled with thick coming fancies that keep her from her rest.
Could you give her some potion or something to fix her up? Maybe some herbs. You've heard of those, right?
Yes, I've heard of herbs.
I think the king wants you to do something.
Therein the patient must minister to herself.
No, the king is sick at heart. But, doctor, he wants to know, how is your patient?
No, Michael, we've already covered that.
What?
Yeah, it's all taken care of.
Oh, the king is calling for his armor. He also wants us to send men to scour the country for more forces. He insists we need not be afraid of death and bane till Burnham Forest come to Dunsinane.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
There they are. And there's a sample of what you will be able to see later today, 4 o'clock. You guys are going to be really busy today as you prepare for this. And also on April 27th, 1 week from today, at 4 and 8 o'clock at Level Up Studio 4862 Penn Avenue in the Garfield area. What a great production. Will there be combat?
There will be a lot of combat.
That's often what brawling, hence the brawling in Brawling Bard.
Absolutely.
Safe stage combat.
We've got swords, we've got daggers, we've got all sorts of fun
things. What else do we have, Andy?
We've got a buckler. I carry a buckler.
A buckler? What is a buckler?
It's like a little shield thing that you can also beat up on people with.
Oh, that's a... It's and you really do need to learn how to use these things, right? And
you do,
yes.
And how do you learn?
Well, Anne Ramat, who's part of the company, has taken over as our fight director, and so she has designed the fights and taught everyone. In fact, that's some of the very first stuff we started working on in rehearsal is, and started putting the fights together and teaching everybody how to hold their weapons and the moves in the fights and everything else. So it's very tight, very active, some excellent fights that are worth coming to see.
Anne has been indispensable at making us look good wielding swords.
Without actually hurting ourselves and each other, which is important.
Well, this should be a fun show, and... you've not presented it yet, have you? Is today the
opening? We opened last night.
Oh, how'd it go?
I think it went pretty well.
It went well.
Yeah, we were well received.
We didn't have any complaints anyway.
One of Anne's members said it was like watching Shakespeare WWE.
Oh, I think that they meant that in the nicest way possible.
I believe they did.
I'm sure they did. Well, this is all coming up. Is there anything in particular the four of you are looking forward to seeing across the Fringe Festival as it continues? There's so many productions that are here.
Well, I'd like to point out that we have a bit of a rivalry with the Puppets in Performance. Now, they aren't aware of that at this time.
Gives us the advantage.
They should be, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so Dylan is convinced they have stolen our puppets, but we keep trying to tell him
great
that
puppets.
Yeah, that they're actually a virtual show. They're one of the few virtual shows, but he doesn't quite believe us. So,
Interesting.
Dylan is the conspiracist in the group.
Well, have their puppets and your puppets ever been photographed together at the same time?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay,
so.
So ask them to hold up a...
So think about that for a while.
And it's true, they are doing a Shakespeare play. So.
Ask them to find a newspaper if they have one. It's harder and harder these days and to hold it up next to the puppets. He will be good at following these up. Conspiracy theory. Anybody else have any shows to point out from Fringe that you've probably been so busy focused on your own work?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it.
You can find the full schedule at PittsburghFringe.com, and you can look for Brawling Bard twice. Once today, and then on April 27th, two times. And I hope you guys have some more performances planned for later in the spring and summer, too. Might be too early to know what they are. But
we're always kind of looking for chances to put together something.
Excellent.
If anyone will have us.
Well, and you can learn more. I think the best website to go to is alanirvin.com/brawling-bard. Easy to do. Thank you guys for being with us today. Anybody else have anything to add?
Come and see the shows.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for not bringing any of your hardware with us today. All that cutlery would scare me.
Sword fights don't play well on radio.
No, they sure don't. Nor in a small room. Thanks. We're going to salute birthdays coming up in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Too soon for my young heart. You're my favorite road not taken. You're my best what might have been. I can't walk every path or open every door. There's no need to. Met your family in Tulsa that first spring. My folks loved you, you fit right in the summer you drove with us to Maine. We picked out our future children's names. You're my favorite road not taken. You're my best what might have been. Can't walk every path or open every door. There's no need to anymore. Maybe you felt too much like home for my restless spirit and need to be alone. After all these years, you still show up in my dreams. When I see your face, you look like family. You're my favorite road not taken. You're my best what might have been. Can't walk every path or open every door. There's
There's no need to anymore.
What a nice song.
There's no need to
Lisa Redfern. From the album The Best Part, brand new, into the Saturday Light Brigade Library. We are going to get to birthdays straight away. Happy birthday today to Justice of Longwood, Florida, from Ricky and me. You're a great aunt and great uncle. Happy birthday to Abby of San Antonio, Texas, from the Grace family, to Abby of Swissvale from Mom and Dad and Monty and Kelly, to Connor of Upper St. Clair from Mom and Dad and Mark. Happy birthday to my pal Voss, Skumas, Voss, is that right? Well, happy birthday, assuming that's right. He's a speed limit. Larry, happy birthday to you also, and to Sophia of Bellevue. April 21st, we have Ryan of Penn Hills, Shana of Conway from Lexi and Vincy, Quinn of Mount Lebanon from Mom and Dad, Sally from Mike, Amy of Rockville, Diane of Finleyville from Daphne and Charlie, Sandy of North Carolina from David, Samantha, and Kate, and a happy anniversary to Steve and Faith. April 22nd, Rusty from Elizabeth. Happy birthday also to Jillian from Bill, Jacqueline, and Justin, Greg from Cassie, Emily from Mom, Dad, Madeline, and David, and Melissa from Linda. On the 23rd of April, we have Luke of Squirrel Hill from Mom, Dad, and Nate, Celia of Upper St. Clair, Laura from Barbara and John and Linda, Georgine of Mars from Connor, Derek, and Kaylee May, Jeremy from Jessica, Caitlin from Catherine, Jeff, and Chris, Killian from your family. On the 24th, we have Lexi of Conway, Jim of Stanton Heights from daughter Terry, Elizabeth of South Park from Susan, Patrick, and Michael, and Mark of Mount Lebanon from Sharon, Colin, Kira, and Aiden. On Thursday, Holly from Chad, Ryan, and Drew, Ellen from Deborah of Mount Lebanon, Marco of Gibsonia from Mom, Dad, and Luke, Seth of Wheeling, Audrey, Rob. Also on the 25th, we have Sonnet of Gibsonia, Tim of Upper St. Clair from Jessica, Hunter, and Tanner, Aaliyah from Kathy, Kevin and Gabriel, Megan from Kathy and Terry, Caroline from...
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. We're currently starting Vinylthon, and so pretty much we'll be playing vinyl from 9 to 11 today, 11 p.m. And so, yeah, get really pumped for that. And yeah, we're just going to get started.
Yes, they've gone. We've had to switch microphones out here. It's fantastic. And this other engineer came out. We have a whole new set of microphones, condensers. Price is wired in here. He looks like something that dropped from outer space. The place is just surrounded with electronic equipment. We have four microphones, stands, amplifiers, speakers, and wires all over the place. All we need is like a body to cut up and bring back to life. It's like a Frankenstein monster. It's incredible. Yeah, they left you about 15 minutes ago. We're afraid they're going to come back and bring more of this stuff. Okay. Bye-bye.
He was born in the summer. Year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left
yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed the Cathedral Mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they're bringing a couple